Right, Ollie, listen, you're up and running in terms of pre-season training. A couple of new faces there tonight as well. Are things beginning to come together for you?
Yeah, they're starting to take shape, but with a bit to go yet. Like, there's no point in me telling you anything differently. Yeah, we started last Thursday with about 4 sessions under belt at the moment, but we've a bit to go to try and get our final panel before we play Cork at the end of February, Germany. So, you know, a lot of hard work ahead.
Yeah, well, this compared to this time last year, Ollie, do you think you're in a better position?
Ideally, if we could have kept the panel players we had last year and add the new additions that you see here tonight, or, you know, the likes of Johnny Bonner and Harry Doherty, we would be in a better position, but we lost a few. So, you know, we've replaced them, if you like, with what's here, and we need to add to that again.
There are a number of players from last year's panel that possibly haven't re-signed yet, or there's suggestions that they might be going elsewhere, Ollie. That's something you'd probably like to get sorted as well.
Well, yeah, I mean, the ones that have left, you know. There's some that have moved to the Irish League. There's a few that have gone back to intermediate football, or one or two, I think. The others is really work-related, and whether they can give a full commitment with their jobs. And, you know, that'll be sorted in the next couple of weeks, hopefully. But we're hopeful, they're in back doing pre-season with us. And we're hopeful that they'll be able to give the commitment and be able to see the season with us.
Okay, well, listen, you're strengthening up in various parts of the pitch, goalkeeper, defence, midfield, striker. You've got players in all those positions. What's top of the agenda now at this stage, Ollie?
Well, look, I mean, yeah, with the goalkeeper in to replace Richard Brush, with a defender in Killian to replace, if you like, Keith Cohn, you know, either Johnny Bonner in the middle of the field, you know, to replace what's going out there, and Danny up top. We're still short in the attacking end of the pitch, and probably in wide areas, and that's really where we're concentrating our workload, both myself and Paul Hegarty, to try and get that right before we play Cork.
Yeah, and the two lads that are there tonight, the two new faces, Danny Morrissey and Killian Cantwell. Two good players, Ollie. You've worked with them before, and you're impressed.
Ah, they're two good lads. Yeah, you know, they're proper players. You know, there's a lot of the experience even at the young age that they're at. You know, Danny probably hasn't played as much as he would like to have in recent years, you know, with being curtailed with injury. Killian has. I mean, Killian has played a huge number of games with Galway, who got promoted the year before us and have played the last 2 years in the Premier Division. Danny, I can remember in the first division with Kieran Calduff, and the two of them up front, you know, albeit the first division at the time, and Tommy Dunn took them up, were scoring goals, you know, at a huge rate. So we're hoping they can continue that, stay fit with us, and continue that with us.
Tell me, what's your thoughts on how things went tonight, that meeting? A lot of hard talking and some, you know, awkward situations discussed.
Yeah, well, come here, look, I mean, it's as honest as the day is long, Dermot. You know, I mean, I think Anne, the last speaker, said it. You know, there's no point in hiding things. There's no point in pretending things that, you know, are brilliant, but they're good, Dermot. They may not be brilliant, but yes, there is a lot of work both on and off the pitch ahead of us, you know, but we're not afraid to face up to it. You know, there's no point putting, if you like, a glass over it when it may not be, you know, with a way to go. You know, we're not the finished article on or off the pitch, but we're not afraid to admit it and not afraid to work at it, Jeremy.
Yeah. And your relationship with the board, Ollie, still as strong and positive as ever?
Well, that's great to hear that. Yeah, look, listen, come here, you know, from day one, you know, it's straight up. You know, you may not always get your own way, but you know, there's nothing hidden there. You know, you go in, if you have a problem, you go in and discuss it, and, you know, please God, that won't change, but time will tell that, you know. Okay.